Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm V Sharma. Today is Wednesday, the 4th of December, and here are top things to know before the market opens. According to signals from the GIFT Nifty, which is trading at the flat line, the BSE Sensex and the NSE Nifty 50 are expected to kickstart today's session on a flat to negative note. In the previous session, benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex rallied, driven by strong gains in public sector banks and heavyweights like HDFC Bank, SBI and Reliance Industry. Gains in small and mid-cap stocks further supported the momentum as they rose 1% each. In a reversal of events, foreign institutional investors bought shares worth ₹3,664 crore on December 3rd. Meanwhile, DII's net sold shares worth ₹251 crore. RBI's three-day MPC meeting is scheduled for today, and market experts believe that Governor Das could cut the CRR, thereby boosting liquidity. Meanwhile, interest rates will likely remain unchanged. On that note, let's look at a few stocks that would likely make headlines today. Wipro shares are likely to be in focus after the company announced a partnership with Netskope to provide cybersecurity optimization services to global enterprises. RVNL has bagged an order worth ₹186 crore from the Eastern Central Railway. The project involves design, supply, erection, testing and commissioning of traction substations. Reliance Power shares will be in focus after the Solar Energy Corporation of India has withdrawn the debarment notice with immediate effect. Accordingly, the company and its subsidiaries are eligible to participate in the tenders issued by the SECI. Now let's see how the global markets fared overnight. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq hit record closing highs on Tuesday, with tech-related shares extending gains as investors awaited further jobs data. However, the Dow finished slightly lower on the day. Stocks in Asia declined after South Korea's political turmoil, triggered by a brief imposition of martial law, caught global investors off guard. Oil prices rose more than 2% as traders watched out for cues on OPEC Plus's supply plan ahead of key meeting this Thursday. Gold prices were down marginally on Wednesday as political turmoil in South Korea and France buoyed demand for haven assets. Coming to the voice of the day, we have VK Vijayakumar, Chief Investment Strategist at Geojit Financial Services, who talks about expectations from the RBI MPC meeting. Listen in.
The decline in Q2 GDP growth rate to 5.4% is a serious issue that needs both fiscal and monetary response. The government is now providing the fiscal stimulus. The government capex has picked up and it is growing. But the economy needs monetary stimulus too. But the usual monetary response to declining growth rate, that is cutting the repo rate, is not the right thing to do now. CPI inflation is running at 6.2%, higher than the RBI's upper tolerance band of inflation. Since RBI has the mandate to control inflation, the central bank and the Monetary Policy Committee cannot cut the policy rate when inflation is running high at 6.2%. This leaves the RBI with the policy option to cut cash reserve ratio, CRR. CRR is now at 4.5%. This is above the pre-COVID level. So there is room for cutting the CRR and injecting more liquidity into the financial system. Since a reduction in CRR will enable the banks to bring down their cost of funds, they can lend more for specific loans at lower rates. From the investor's perspective, this is the ideal policy response which the RBI should come up with, that is cutting the CRR. Banking stocks have already positively responded on expectation of a CRR cut. A CRR cut will move both the bank Nifty and Nifty higher. But if it does not materialize, banking stocks will take a beating on Friday. Investors will be watching out for the RBI commentary on FY25 GDP growth rate. The central bank will have to bring the FY25 GDP growth rate projection, which was 7.2% initially, to more realistic levels of around 6.5% to 6.75%. So to what extent RBI will revise the FI GDP growth rate down, and what the central bank will say about India's growth prospects will be keenly watched by investors.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.